Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live, local, logical. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join the conversation at 512-643-5483. Now, here are Cardle and Woolley.
We are working three major stories on this Monday morning. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Cardle and Woolley. I'm Lynn Woolley, the Secretary of Logic. Jim Cardle is the Texas Insider. One of those stories, of course, is the absolute insane push by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer with 9 days and a few hours left in the Trump administration to throw him out. Trump, I'm having trouble understanding exactly how Trump caused the insurrection that CNN has labeled it. We'll talk about that.
He incited it.
Story number two is we have learned that five high-tech companies, Google, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, and Twitter, can collude and shut your business down. Virtually any business in the country that they want to shut down, they can do it, and they have shut down Parler, which is one of their competitors. Story number three, City of Austin, Travis County, Hayes County, all activating GA. We think that stands for Greg Abbott. Order number 32 for trauma service areas that includes Austin, Travis County, and also Hayes County. And what that means, Jim Cardle, is new restrictions. If you are a bar, you shut down. If you're a restaurant at 75% occupancy, you move to 50% occupancy. Hospitals required now to stop elective surgeries. So I think all government officials should now relinquish their salaries as long as GA 32 is in effect.
You've been harping on that.
I do, and I will continue.
And I love it. I think it's a valid point. While the rest of us and half of America are told to stay home and shut your businesses down, the government employees are supposedly working remotely, but yet we know that's probably just a fraction of what it needs to be, and they're continuing to pull down their often exorbitant, certainly under the workload, one could make the argument exorbitant case. But yeah, Lynn Woolley, here I'm looking at the Austin City Council statement overnight provided to us by our ace producer. Quote, "It's critically important that everyone follow measures at this time," said Stephanie Hayden, Austin Public Health Director. Here's the kicker that really gets me, though, Lynn. Wearing a mask, washing your hands, watching your distance, and avoiding gatherings have been life-saving measures throughout this pandemic. We will not be able to vaccinate or enforce our way out of the surge already happening. We need to take it. We'll not be able to vaccinate or enforce our way out of the surge. I guess she's talking particularly about the surge, the increase in numbers of late. But for them to say that we, or imply that we haven't been wearing a mask, we haven't been washing our hands, we haven't been watching our social distancing and avoiding gatherings like Christmas and Thanksgiving and New Year's, I don't know what they expect all of us to be doing. It's as if we might as well curl up and never get out of bed and remain in the fetal position.
Well, here's another thing, Jim Cardle. As new cases of COVID, this was from the snake skin on the 9th, which I think was Saturday, as new cases of COVID-19 and hospital admissions reach record levels in Austin and Travis County, the city and the county are working to open up the Austin Convention Center as an alternate care site for patients. You know, and that may be necessary. We'll see. Remember when they did that in New York with the Jacob Javits Center?
Absolutely.
And then they put a medical ship out in the harbor there?
That was President Trump.
And Cuomo.
Moving mountains, bringing a ship for all the overflow. Your significant other was up there when we had people dying at record numbers at that level.
Yeah, and what did Cuomo do? Why not, Jim? Why didn't they use that?
It would have made the president look
good.
That's
right. So what did Cuomo do instead?
He sent them back to the senior centers where it was a petri dish of death.
And they died.
Yes.
And he won an Emmy Award. So let's, if we do this, that's fine. And folks, do be careful, because this is a... COVID is real. It really is. We're not trying to minimize it. But I do look at things logically, and it's one of the things we try to do here, is look at things logically and give you some inside information. But California is the most restricted state in the union. What are they doing in California other than being restricted right now? I'll tell you what they're doing. They are 500,000 signatures away from having the millions they need to remove Gavin Newsom as governor.
Yeah, they are doing one thing. They in the state of New York, there's a handful of others. Obviously, we throw Michigan in there. They are going to shut down on steroids. And if we can't do any better than deny the nose on our face, what they're getting as a result of those shutdowns are further and exponentially worse results from it. And that's what also kind of gets under my craw here in this statement from the city council this morning. They're saying Dr. Mark Escott, the quote-unquote interim Austin Travis County Health Authority, says that this is just the latest reminder that the Austin Travis County area is experiencing a deadly surge as the result of holiday gatherings and thereafter gatherings. As if it's our fault. It's not any, of course, responsibility on the government for forcing us all not to be able to gain herd immunity, not to be able to continue our lives, not to be able to cure the economic pandemic that's going along with the coronavirus pandemic. Lynn, it's just as a lot of historians will tell you, or anybody, as you say, is logical enough to study history. Those who don't study history are due to repeat it, and we are seeing a repeat and an increased result of the same insane behaviors, redoubling the problem, but yet they're saying we need to clamp down.
All right, is Antifa or Black Lives Matter, were they involved in that insurrection, as CNN calls it, at the Capitol? Meanwhile, Pat Toomey and a host of other Republicans come out in favor of basically throwing in with the Democrats on throwing out Donald Trump. And Parler, if you've switched over to Parler, then you are without a Twitter-type service today, because Twitter, Apple, Google, Facebook, and Amazon have shut Parler down. They are off and will probably be off for a
week. Communist censorship.
We'll be right back, folks, on Talk 1370, The Right Choice. I'm Lynn Woolley, the Secretary of Logic. Jim Cardle is the Texas Insider. Hang in with us, folks. There is much more to come.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live, local, and taking your calls at 512-643-5483. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370.
Jim Cardle, you can always look at the usual suspects when the Republicans start peeling off and moving over to side with the Democrats, and in that list is always going to be one Senator Pat Toomey, yep. Republican of Pennsylvania, which is one of the states where the biggest mess took place in this
election. Yes,
yeah, in the election. He's saying that President Trump committed impeachable offenses and his behavior disqualifies him from serving, and he was on Fox's the Journal editorial report. So this is one that Fox's sister media company, the Wall Street Journal, has a show over the weekend. Here's cut two, where he's saying, you think Pennsylvania election was fair and square. What's the case for that?
This has been evaluated many different ways, most importantly by courts that I have confidence in. I think we all should. Conservative Republican judge in the Middle District of Pennsylvania who heard the president's campaign case and threw them out for a complete lack of evidence. See, one of the problems is the campaign officials, they go on TV and they make all kinds of shocking allegations of fraud. Then they go into a courtroom where there are consequences for lying to a judge.
Right.
And they don't make those allegations anymore. It's because they have no evidence to back this stuff up. So the thing that one of the many tragedies of this is that people have been told lies.
I tell you, Lynn, he's saying complete lack of evidence. It's a catch-22 that has been set up and executed masterfully by the Democrats. They were accusing and telling conservatives or Republicans prior to the election that they couldn't go to court because there was no evidence, since the election hadn't happened, of fraud and cheating and lawlessness and absentee ballots all a flutter. And then after the election, they're saying that we don't have enough time to present the evidence, and the evidence takes time to gather. There was no way anybody could win in this situation. So lack of evidence, that's a little bit over the top to me.
Well, look, Jim, this is Pat Toomey.
Yep.
He's in Pennsylvania.
Yep.
He's representing Pennsylvania. If there was one state that had the biggest problem of all of them, it was probably Pennsylvania, where the state Supreme Court changed the rules when they don't have the legislative, legal, or constitutional ability to do it.
And
Toomey
Pat,
should know better.
Pat Toomey, who prior to becoming senator had been a state or had been a House of Representatives member, and then had also run the Club for Growth, which often does and has led to battles within the Republican
Quick question.
Party.
Will Pat Toomey be reelected now? Will this affect? Of course, senators are in for 6 years, so they can make all kind of statements that go against their base.
Yeah, all he's doing at this point is building his name ID and his brand and possibly setting himself up for a national run based on that increased exposure.
He has about as much chance as I do.
So what he says today will be forgotten, the content of it, but his name will be remembered. So who knows about the re-election?
All right, again, this is on the Wall Street Journal weekend show on Fox. He was asked about Democrats wanting to remove Trump now. Is that a good idea? Cut three.
I don't know the answer. I have to say, I do think the president's behavior this week does disqualify him from serving. But we've got 10 days left, 11 days left. He's not going to be serving after that time. We'll have a new president. I don't know whether logistically it's actually even really possible or practical, and I'm not sure it's desirable to attempt to force him out, a day or two or three prior to the day on which he's going to be finished anyway.
Well, yeah, that's very true. Trump is...
Well, how nice of them to concede that.
Trump is not going to hit the nuclear button just because there's going to be a Biden administration.
I mean, excuse me,
absolutely.
Do I have to say it? This is insanity, Lynn. They are executing their agenda. They are trying to kill anything and everything and everybody affiliated with Donald Trump. And the real interesting thing that some have noted, they're probably trying to do this so that he won't be able, they'll include something in those impeachment papers that will preclude him from ever running for president again, which indicates to me, I'm kind of surprised about this. They're scared about him is what they're admitting here. They're worried about him coming back and rallying the country against all the holier than thou, do as I say, do for you, but not for me, Cabo Steve Adler. Government dictates.
Well, look, the latest target of cancel culture is not statues. It's not buildings. It's not songs. Well, except here in Austin, there's a song. Latest target of cancel culture is conservatives, is conservatism. They have already announced that they may try to expel from the Congress every one of the legislators that was not for certifying the vote for Biden.
Yeah, and I'd go even farther than that, Lynn. It's not canceling conservatives, it's canceling the American people. They are learning from the Chinese government, communist government. They're learning, as you said before going on the air, from Nazi Germany, where they burned books, they ban guns, they downplay or eliminate religion, and they get rid of everything this nation was founded upon, and eliminate any dissenting speech, which is constitutional right number one, free assembly
and
your
Jim,
own pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness.
Yeah, I mean, there's an old saying, you know, if you're going to lie, go big, or the bigger the lie, the more people will believe it.
And repeat
Pelosi,
it often.
Pelosi was on the crawl on one of our television monitors in here just a moment ago. You pointed it out to me. Mm-hmm. Pelosi said The reason we haven't been able to distribute more money, more relief for coronavirus is because of Republican obstructionism. That is exactly the opposite. It is Nancy Pelosi. One person, Nancy Pelosi, is the embodiment of the obstruction on the coronavirus relief because she didn't want Trump to have a victory before the election.
And she admitted that as much 2 weeks ago, when, or maybe 3 weeks ago, when in the House press gallery, somebody got under her skin asking a question about the delay, and she said, don't frame that question if you want an answer, as if she's semi-threatening. She said it was a decision that she made to delay and to not provide Americans relief, to not provide small businesses the PPP loans, not provide the American citizens unemployment assistance. They made a decision. It was political. I hate to say it. It was all driven by hate and resentment against not only, and again, as we've said before, Donald Trump is not the problem. Donald Trump is the symptom of American angst against the swamp, against James Comey and the FBI spying on a presidential campaign, against the liberal movement to quote unquote remake America in the image that they want. You're darn right Americans are standing up and hoping that they have somebody that will fight for them, not for the elite, which is what's going on right now.
Well, that's very true. And as we started out the show by saying there are three big stories today. One is here in Austin with regard to COVID. We'll go over that again very shortly. Also want to remind you, Austin suffered massive power outlets last night. The old Secretary of Logic here was without power for more than 8 hours.
Right over there near downtown off 35.
Yeah, not too far from downtown.
You don't look any worse for the wear.
Well, I got a little extra sleep, you know.
There you go.
But the overhead highway that goes through downtown, I traversed it this morning and it was okay. But I will remind people, these flyovers that where it takes you up in the air and go over some other freeway, those are a little icy, so be very careful. It's Lynn Woolley and Jim Cardle. Together we are Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. The right choice. Our number is 512-643-5483. We'll be back with a big tech story and more coming up.
Keeping Austin logical, it's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join the conversation, 512-643-5483.
All right, folks, you just heard the traffic advisory from CBS Austin, so be very careful if you're up on one of those flyovers, the overhead through downtown. Just go a little bit slower and make sure that if you want to get to work on time, that you get there safely as well. We also have new COVID restrictions coming in as the governor's order is going into effect in Travis and Hays County. That means a little bit of a downscaling of the restaurant capacity from 75% to 50%. Bars may have to close. Government, of course, will still get their paychecks. Now, we learned yesterday and over the weekend and this morning what five companies colluding can do. If you abandoned Twitter and went to Parler instead out of protest for Twitter being a company that likes to cancel you and fact-check you unfairly and all that, you may not have a platform today because Parler is down because Google, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, and Twitter have decided that they don't want that particular company out there, so they have essentially canceled it. On Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo, Parler CEO John Mates was talking about all of this. And what is his reaction to what the tech monopolies have done to Parler? That's cut number four.
It's devastating is what it is. And it's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all worked together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off tonight, off the internet. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company. And it's not just these three companies. Every vendor from text message services to email providers to our lawyers all ditched us too on the same day.
Jim Cardle, if we had the power that Google has, that Apple has, that Amazon has, we could just shut down our competitors. Wouldn't that be fun?
I'm telling you, Lynn, here the last couple
of
weeks.
That's a bunch of malarkey.
A bunch of malarkey. Thank you, Joe Biden. I've been with a lot of other Americans, frankly, who have said it's just unbelievable. What's the world, what's our nation coming to? But after some of this stuff, I'm frankly, and trying to be objective about it, not overreact, I'm fearful for our nation. If we are going to have censorship 101 and the Democrats control all of Congress, which means they are going to love and certainly not do anything to protect free speech, to protect freedom of religion, to protect freedom of gathering and peaceful protest, and to eliminate all avenues of expression that Americans have come to enjoy with the beauty and the massive development of social media and the internet, we're going to be no different than Nazi Germany or communist China. That's concerning.
It's interesting. About a year ago, maybe a little less than a year ago, my website, Ben Barracks and my website, WB Daily, we're hosted by GoDaddy. Mm-hmm. We were hosted by GoDaddy. They had a failure of some of their hardware.
They lost our entire site.
We never got it back. We didn't have any of the data. So it makes me wonder, with Amazon having this long bank of, I think it was something like 500 servers, can you imagine buildings like 10 stories high and a mile long and nothing in it but servers?
I've probably seen them. We've got a couple here in Austin.
I'm sure we do. Yeah, and that's what Amazon was using then to keep the Parler site going, and now they've turned all that off. My question is, Bongino is saying this morning that Parler will be back by the end of the week. Will they have all their data, or will we all have to rejoin and essentially start over?
That's a legitimate question.
It really is.
And then you look at last week, Simon and Schuster, the major book publisher.
Oh, Josh Hawley. Yeah.
Announcing that they're going to not publish a book because of some elected officials' alliance with President Trump. Mm-hmm. Then you look at the idea that a store, what if Target, this morning it was that the Professional Golf Association, the PGA, has canceled a tournament because it was going to be held at a golf course owned by Donald Trump. What if Target, let alone our small average businessmen, what if Target has, say, Lynn Woolley on its board of directors, and Lynn Woolley is an outspoken advocate for protecting American rights, and all of a sudden these tech companies decide, therefore, to take down their bread and butter online service that's keeping so many companies alive anymore? You're talking about not only real civic implications, you're talking about stifling and strangling this nation from every way possible.
Well, what if we go into a downtown Austin restaurant and we're wearing a Trump cap? Do we get served?
And how do you get on their website for carryout if their website's taken down?
Well, that's true. All right, let's get back to John Mates on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. She asked this very simple yet very pertinent question. These companies, when they start doing these things, when they start acting like they're Xi Jinping, can they put you out of business? Cut five.
It would put anybody out of business. I mean, this they could destroy anybody. If they did this to any app, any company, it would completely destroy them. And we're going to try our best, you know, to get back online as quickly as possible. But we're having a lot of trouble because every vendor we talk to, you know, says they won't work with us. Because if Apple doesn't approve and Google doesn't approve, you know, they won't. And they've given us no legitimate remedy. They've tried to, you know, ask us for, you know, to cooperate with them on a few things. We've tried to give them everything that they wanted, you know, of course, without sacrificing our principles. But there were remedies to do it, and they just don't care. They just don't want us on the internet. They just want to get rid of us.
They just want to get rid of us. They just don't care. I would say, not to disagree with that. They do care, and they're executing their agenda, and it ain't one that's very American.
No, this is very much like what goes on in communist China. There, it's the government doing it.
Yep.
Here, Jim, you've commented on several occasions that the Democrats take their marching orders from the media.
Yep.
That means people like Jeff Zucker, who's the CEO of CNN, who is now to the left of MSNBC.
And Facebook Chairman Zuckerberg.
They're
Twitter
terrible.
Twitter Chairman Dempsey. Twitter is the epitome of it. They are sowing their oats. I tell you, they are feeling so empowered. They were in front of a congressional committee no less than 6 weeks ago, right before the election, under the gun for censorship, pledging not to do anything to exhibit censorship, to exhibit something like, oh, what? Now they've taken the president of the United States off of their platform. That is the exact opposite. If this isn't concerning to every American and censorship in its most blatant form, we're never going to see it. This is worse than any newspaper or television or radio station has ever done. It's flat out un-American.
All right. We just got a statement in to our inbox here at Talk 1370 from the guy whose voice you just heard, Parler CEO John Mates. He says this, in an interview this week, some believe I gave the impression that I somehow did not care whether Parler is used to incite violence. I want to set the record straight. That interpretation could not be further from the truth. I founded Parler to be a place of open dialogue and discussion where we could move past the anger and hostility that seems to be consuming our otherwise civil society. Parler strives to bring people together and find common ground, peace, and healing. We do not condone or accept violence on our platform, and we never will.
And Lynn, you're reading the first little paragraph there. It goes on further that says, this is the kicker. Parler does not engage in viewpoint discrimination, nor do we harvest and abuse personal data. Parler is not a surveillance app. And until Friday afternoon, it seemed that Amazon, Apple, and Google agreed. Not anymore.
No, not anymore. And the thing that worries me here, I know that Biden and Harris and Schumer and Pelosi will be the four big shots running our government. The question is, who's running them?
Well, that's exactly the point, Lynn. I'll tell you, they must not have gotten the healing memo. We're supposed to be a country
they wrote the healing memo.
Of tolerance. We're supposed to be a nation of love that understands the black man and understands the Hispanic brown movement and that welcomes all comers with open borders. But yet what? They're going to reject exactly the opposite of that? Unbelievable.
Well, Jim,
you wouldn't believe it unless you saw it with your own eyes.
If Joe Biden has a brain, and he has some portion of a brain at least, he's able to read a teleprompter, not well, but he is able to read one. He can't be liking this whole idea about impeaching Trump with 9 days to go.
Yep.
They've talked about healing. Biden has said, I'm going to bring this country together. And what are they going to do? Try to impeach a president with 9 days left in his term? That's kind of the opposite of healing, and this is going to come back to bite them on the butt.
Get ready for this and more.
Look, we've got the inauguration coming up, and we need to talk about that.
Yep.
Is anything likely to happen at the inauguration? And we hope not. But the way things are going, I think I'll be watching.
They're driving people over the edge.
Talk 1370, the right choice. You're with Cardle and Woolley today. This is Real Talk Radio. 512-643-5483. Jim and I will be right back.
Logically discussing the issues Austin cares about. Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join in 512-643-5483.
There's so much going on. Again, we're going to work everything in and more than once, so stay tuned all morning right here on Talk 1370, the right choice. The power failures in Austin were massive last night. I was out for 8 hours, and it was just bizarre sitting there in an apartment in the dark. No internet, no television, no Alexa. I kept saying, Alexa, why have you abandoned me?
You didn't get to watch Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints win from a Westlake quarterback or Baker Mayfield from Lake Travis upset.
That's terrible.
Upset the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. That's a big deal.
The Cleveland Browns are still a thing, huh?
They are not only a thing, they've won a playoff game for the first time in about 30 years.
Okay, well, there's a more important game on tonight. It's going to be Ohio State and Alabama, and it just irritates me no end. You know what time I go to bed? About the time they kick off.
Well, you need to get acclimated to this.
No, I'm not like you. I have to have some
paradise
sleep.
You've moved into.
I confess.
You know what, Jim Carl? It's kind of funny when you start delving into the news.
And we need some humor amongst all this other concerns.
Oh, what stuff. I'm about to tell you now is not very humorous. There's three people that write together for the Associated Press, Lisa Mascaro, Mary Claire Jelinek, and Zeke Miller. And they're reporting on Nancy Pelosi here about the momentum on with Democrats to impeach Donald Trump here with 9 days left
just
to go.
Unbelievable.
But get this. This is something that the Associated Press wrote in this article. A largely white throng of Trump supporters broke through police lines, yada, yada, yada. So now it's a racial issue. And then they quote Nancy Pelosi. Listen to this, Jim, and react to it if you will. Nancy Pelosi, direct quote, "It has been an epiphany for the world to see that there are people in our country, led by this president for the moment, who have chosen their whiteness over democracy."
I'm telling you, Lynn.
That's racist.
I'm trying to say.
Is it?
I'm trying to quit saying it makes me want to puke, but because it's too early in the morning, but it just gives most Americans a visceral, guttural punch to the stomach for her to be saying that. And it is, again, as we've been saying, I know before the Cardle and Woolley show started on Saturday afternoons with Texas Insider, for 4 years, all the Democrats had to do was not be stupid, but they just couldn't do it to win the election. They stole an election, asterisk next to Joe Biden's name, for all of history. But now here, Nancy Pelosi comes out, and the moralizing, the race card that they always go back to, I keep racking my brain trying to find the friend of mine who's a racist. Now, granted, there are racist bigots across Texas. There's not going to be any denying that. But the fact that 13% of the American population is African American, the tail is wagging the dog. That's not to say that we shouldn't be concerned about quote unquote systemic racism. But now that they've got control of Congress, I'm looking at a Leonard Pitts article from yesterday in the Washington American Stateswoman. He's talking about Joe Biden and his party, while they have control of the White House, moving fast to do all kinds of things to overturn election laws, to do away with the Electoral College. And even Hillary Clinton said a month ago, quote, "We need to move, and we need to move fast, because they know this is a rare opportunity and it's going to take a substantial uprising." And I don't know how it occurs or in what form it occurs, to keep America from being ruined and changed forever as the greatest, most shining hope on the face of the globe.
All right. There's a piece in the Epoch Times entitled "Black Lives Matter Activists Took Part in Storming of Capitol." You won't see this other places, because other places aren't going to report the news. They're going to report a narrative. This guy's name is John Earl Sullivan. He's advocated for an armed revolution on social media, was arrested in 2020 for making a threat of violence and criminal mischief, organized a protest with Black Lives Matter activists and members of the far-left Antifa network. According to Deseret News, that's out of Salt Lake City, Sullivan damaged vehicles and urged people to block roadways. Video footage captured him doing that. Apparently, he was inside the Capitol in Washington on January 6th, and yet he has not been charged with unlawful entry or any other charges, and his picture is not being circulated by the police. Now let's go to NTDTV. Grace Coulter is a reporter for that network, which is also picking up some steam. It's part of the Epoch Times. Grace Coulter reporting here that video footage taken from the attack on the Capitol, or the storming of the Capitol, appears to show a different picture over who exactly forcefully entered the Capitol building. Let's listen to what Grace Coulter says. Cut one.
Trump supporters have largely been blamed for the violence against police officers and property, but video footage appears to show a different story. This video, taken by NTD's on-the-ground reporters, shows Trump supporters trying to stop the people smashing windows of the Capitol building and calling them Antifa. You can hear them saying, "Anyone who does this is not with us." It appears other protesters grab his leg and pull him down to stop him from breaking the window. Other videos show pro-Trump protesters booing those breaking in and calling them Antifa. This video appears to show them trying to stop the people smashing windows and shoving them towards the police. We do know that many genuine Trump supporters did make it inside the barricades of the Capitol building. A number of them say they didn't use violence to get in, but were let in. In this video, police appear to open the barricades.
Well, that's a whole different way of reporting than you see from the New York Times, CNN, or micro-socialist NBC. Jim, if you don't go to the Epoch Times, you're not getting the full story. So what do you think about that report?
I think there's a lot to it, and we're going to hopefully be hearing more of it. There was clear infiltration of that quote-unquote peaceful protest. I've quoted, and we've talked about it before, as this all was happening last week. I was at the Insider office looking at a streaming version of ABC News where Martha Raddatz, not once but three times, referred to the crowd having been infiltrated as with people that were quote-unquote kitted up, meaning that they had black backpacks, they had ropes, they were communicating with walkie-talkies, they were on skateboards, as is Antifa. I think that there's a lot to this, and I hope we hear some more.
Talk 1370, the right choice. You're with Cardle and Woolley on a Monday morning in icy Austin, Texas. We'll be right back.
Live, local, logical. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join the conversation at 512-643-5483. Now, here are Cardle and Woolley.
Real Talk Radio, Jim Cardle, the Texas Insider. I'm Lynn Woolley, the Secretary of Logic. You know something, Jim? Suppression of thought, thinking wrong thoughts, has now come to the United States. If you're on Parler and you're not on Twitter anymore and you want to post something, you're out of luck today. They have absolutely shut Parler down. Meanwhile, in Washington, D.C., Nancy Pelosi is frothing at the mouth. This woman is out of her mind. 9 days to go, she wants to throw the president out. Jim Cardle, we are infected with something other than just a coronavirus. What is it?
I think it's bordering on lunacy, and I tell you, the real answer to your question there, Lynn, is we are infected with a pure political power play in its rawest, in its most clear-cut example in our lifetimes. You talk about Facebook, Twitter, Apple, Google, all restricting speech. You talk about publishers canceling Republican senators' scheduled books. I'll tell you what you talk about is last week Nancy Pelosi passing House rules for the next 2 years where you can't use the words man, woman, he, she, uncle, aunt, chairman, chairwoman. Somebody mentioned to me over the weekend, I got to wonder what Nancy Pelosi's going to call her priest. She can't call him father anymore.
Well, I thought you were doing the Marcus Welby MD intro, man, woman, birth, death, infinity. Remember that?
Yes.
But look, I've got three questions for our audience right now,
issue,
Jim Cardle.
Will. It's a political power play.
All right, question number one. Should Trump be impeached with 9 days to go?
Heavens no.
Question number two. Should bars in Austin, Texas be closed down?
Heavens no.
And question number three, is anything bad, anything of a violent nature likely to happen as President Biden is being inaugurated?
Well, let's hope not. They're erecting quote-unquote scalable stopping barriers around the Capitol, around the limited inaugural parade that they're going to have. But I tell you, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and again, nothing against black folks, but you go to the Black Lives Matter website and it was founded by three lesbian women to implement this is on their own website, communist type policies in the United States. And you're going to see continued effort and infiltration of pro-Trump efforts and pro-Trump rallies and pro-Trump supporters so that the sock puppet media can continue the narrative to tear down America, tear down the Republican Party, can tear down conservatives. Polls show all of last year that America is still, by and large, by about 54 to 56% conservative in nature. That just means that they like America the way it's been and want to see it continue. That's not racist at all. But here we go. It's class warfare, thanks to Nancy Pelosi and her like.
Pelosi was on 60 Minutes last night denying that she's the one that obstructed the relief, which she is the one. But you talk about black people. Let me say something about black people. I think that under the American flag and the American Constitution, black people are my brothers and sisters.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there is no finer American than Larry Elder. Absolutely, you will not find a finer American than Larry
Elder.
Who
happens to be an African-American.
And we just lost one of our great black voices. Let me retract that. We lost one of our great voices.
Yes.
It had nothing to do with him being black. Walter E. Williams was an American treasure.
True.
And I cry every day because his voice is so needed. And I also cry about his best friend who has retired. And I wish that he would come back and write some more of his
saying things like, we all bleed red. It doesn't
matter.
Well,
we do.
We all suffer from having a skin color, folks. That doesn't mean we have to be obsessed with it.
Now, let's get an assessment of where America is from no less an authority than Brian Stelter of CNN's reliable sources, Mr. Holier Than Thou, as he explains the entire world, everything. He's so absolutely educated and woke. And here's the way he put it on reliable sources, Brian Stelter, Cut 6.
The nation is reeling from Wednesday's assault at the U.S. Capitol. The president who incited the attack is completely missing in action. Big technology companies believe he poses a threat to the public, so they have cut him off from their servers. He is invisible. He is not delivering statements, holding press conferences. He's silent. The executive branch of the American government seems paralyzed. Some White House aides have quit and others are thinking about quitting. The vice president, who was targeted by the president's mob, is also remaining quiet. The cabinet is invisible. A second impeachment of the president looks inevitable unless Trump resigns.
This is CNN.
Oh, I look to the heavens every time I hear that, and I go, he's up there in the clouds, and he's saying this down to us lowly earthlings. Okay, there's Brian Stelter. Let me ask you something, Jim Cardle, and I'll mention our phone number in case somebody has a burr under the saddle or gets a wild hair. It's 512-643-5483. I listened to the president's speech on the 6th, and we pull clips of it here for the Cardle and Woolley show.
Mm-hmm.
What I heard him say was, let's march up Pennsylvania Avenue. Let's go to the Capitol. Let's take back this country. Now, I've said this many times. I've been in radio all my life. I've been in the advertising business as well for a great deal of my life. Politics and advertising, both of those industries use the language of war. You run an ad campaign. You run a political campaign. A campaign is something you do on some theater of war. That's where we get the word campaign.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We also have target audiences in radio. You know, we try to get 25 to 54. We try to get anybody we can to listen, but that's usually a target audience.
Like a military target.
Exactly, like a military target. And one time Sarah Palin said that they had some congressional district in the crosshairs, and she got criticized from that. But that's the way we talk. Not only did I not hear President Trump say, let's go up there to the Capitol and let's break through the barriers. Let's smash all the windows. Let's go in and shoot a few people. Let's occupy the Speaker's office in the way that the Democrats during the hearing for Brian Kavanaugh occupied the Hart Senate building. I didn't hear him say any of those things. But what I did hear was I heard Chuck Schumer a few days ago say, first we take Georgia and then we change America.
That's exactly right, Lynn. And I would disagree with you a little bit that I don't think Donald Trump said we're going to march. I think he said we're going to walk up to the Capitol. Brian Stelter got the world turned on its head, the tail's wagging the dog, and this is bordering on lunacy this week with impeachment. I just can't imagine and wouldn't believe it if I didn't see it with my own two eyes.
All right, we got to get out of here for just a moment, but worry not your little head, as our co-talk show host on Talk 1370, says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Jim and I will be right back."
Live, local, and taking your calls at 512-643-5483. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370.
You know, one of my favorite Austin musicians, Tish Hinojosa, used to sing, "From my window, I can see the morning train." Well, I looked out our back window, and I can see Capital of Texas Highway. And Jim Cardle, it's running very well. Looks like everything's smooth there. But don't forget, we've been telling you to watch those flyovers. We've been hovering a little above freezing, but it's still a little bit of ice out there, so be careful.
Another beautiful day in the nation's 11th largest city.
Another day in paradise. All right. Our Texas controller, and I don't know, I never pronounce the P in that. I just say controller. But anyway, Texas
controller. I got some interesting information there.
Keep going. All right. Glenn Hager, he's going to have a virtual news conference at 10 o'clock this morning to discuss the revenue estimate that the legislature, when it convenes here, is going to be able to spend. So, Jim Cardle, is he going to tell us we're broke, or is he going to tell us we have a pretty good amount of funds?
Well, a little bit of both. And as Texas insiders, you need to know, Lynn Woolley, not to worry about the P in comptroller versus controller.
Yeah.
Because it's been both, it can be both, and it, in fact, is up to the office holder, the person that's holding that office themselves, whether they call themselves the controller or the comptroller. It can be either or. It's interchangeable, but you're right.
You say potato, and I say potato.
Exactly right. His chief responsibility is to keep track of the revenues the state of Texas is collecting through sales tax and other various taxes, oil and gas, severance taxes, and so forth. Not property taxes. Property taxes are all at your local level. That's a clear distinction that folks don't often realize with your ISDs. State has no property tax capability, but the comptroller at various times during the year comes out, since he is the tracker of the checkbook, he comes out and gives a report on how essentially the economy is performing, which is measured in terms of tax receipts to the government. One of the key times he does that is right here at the beginning of the legislative session. He's doing it this morning at 10 a.m. virtually. Go to the Texas Comptroller, just Google Glenn Hager, Texas Comptroller, some mix thereof, and you'll probably get a streaming version of it. But he's going to tell us basically that we've got somewhere between $4 and $7 billion of shortfall for this coming legislative session. What they do is plan our state budget for every 2 years. So here, this legislative session is going to be 140 days starting tomorrow, Tuesday, the 12th. And they'll be setting the state budget not for 2021, but for 2022 and 2023, which is all based on economic projections by the comptroller. Then we've got your typical ceremony tomorrow of swearing in, electing the Speaker of the House is going to be Dade Phelan from down on the coastal band, new speaker replacing Dennis Bonin. You're going to have the major issue, though, is what folks say all the state legislature has to do is pass a state budget. They'll probably be dealing with some of the coronavirus fallouts with mass restrictions. Redistricting is going to be a big, huge issue toward the end of the session. But you're right. The legislature's coming in a little less backslapping and handshaking. This whole session's going to be a little bit off based on social distancing and remote testimony even. So it's going to be strange, different, and yet to be determined.
If you woke up this morning and tried to post a parlay on Parler.
Okay.
Parlays on Parler.
The alternative to Facebook and
have
Twitter.
Have been parlayed by Amazon.
Meaning
which is
shut down.
Taken away their service. This is crazy. This
censorship.
Yeah, it is censorship. It's Orwellian. We have arrived in communist China. We have met the communists and they are us.
Or the Nazi book burning.
To paraphrase Pogo. All right, so Tucker Carlson had Glenn Greenwald on. He's controversial, but he's a journalist, and he reports a lot of things others don't. Was with The Intercept for a while. And Greenwald says Biden wants to now monitor his opposition political groups. Cut 7.
Well, one thing I think that we're clearly seeing is the initiation of a new war on terror, which I don't say lightly. I say that because the Biden administration, what will be the Biden administration in about a week, is saying explicitly that they want, first of all, a new law to further criminalize domestic terrorism, even though every act that constitutes domestic terrorism is already criminalized. What they want to do is increase their power to monitor political groups, to infiltrate them, to criminalize activities that currently are not criminalized, nor should they be, whether it be advocacy of speech or other things. They're saying they want a new law, similar to the way that the 9/11 attack and the emotions surrounding it was instantly seized upon, to institute a whole series of new laws that endure to this very day.
It does kind of remind you of when Barack Obama weaponized the Internal Revenue Service and they went after Tea Parties. Now, Tucker also interviewed Amy Peacock, who is the chief policy advisor at Parler, and he asked her, how big a threat to your company is this? Cut eight.
This is very huge because Apple in particular carries our app on the App Store. And as far as I know, technically, there's no other way to deliver it. So if they choose to withdraw their services and hosting us on their store, we're toast there. And you know, most people like our app. Our app is a very nicely functioning piece of software. And then in terms of Amazon, Amazon is also raising some problems, and I'm not sure how serious that is yet because I've yet to speak with them. I will later today. And they provide server for us, and if they were to remove their services, then we'd be down. As it is, we're having, you know, some difficulties now with the uptick in traffic, but if they took their service away, we'd be gone.
Well, and they are gone. And they may be back by the end of the week, and they may not. It depends on whether they can rebuild their site on some other servers. But Jim Cardle, which is the bigger threat to you and me and to all people who want to live their lives free? Is it big tech, or is it the Democrat Party?
Oh, gosh, I'd say it's a draw, to be honest with you. They're both coming after America. And by that, I mean they're coming after our constitutional right to assemble. They're coming after our constitutional right to have free speech. They're coming after our constitutional right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. Both equally as dangerous approaches by the Democrat Party and big tech. What you're talking about, though, with big tech here doing some of this stuff, it goes back to a law that was passed about 3 years ago when tech was coming on the scene. And Republicans are more guilty, frankly, in my opinion, than Democrats, because the question was whether internet services should be classified as a utility, which means they're subject to government regulation, or they should be classified as a publication and a news service like radio and TV and newspapers, which means they're not regulated. The tech companies made their pitch. Republicans bought it. This was all foreseeable. There are certain things that need to be regulated. And certainly, if you're trying to take away free speech and you're an entity with this much power, I think there's a legitimate case to be made that there's some oversight required.
All right. The Sunday morning show's not so much on the height on the big tech problems, but very big on impeachment. We'll have that for you coming up. Talk 1370, Cardle and Woolley.
Keeping Austin logical. It's Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join the conversation, 512-643-5483.
With more logic in our little finger than most liberals have in their entire caucus, it is Jim Cardle and Lynn Woolley, the Secretary of Logic. Carl's trying to get me a laugh here. Yeah. And the Texas Insider. You know what, Jim? On this sort of icy cold Monday morning in Austin, we do want to remind people that there are COVID regulations going into effect. Bars are going to close down. Restaurants are going to go to 50% from 75%. We've got the convention center standing by as a possible place to take COVID patients. And so we will keep you up to date. Please still be careful on the flyovers and the overhead highways, because they can have a little ice on them because they freeze from both sides, both on top and underneath. So just be aware of that. As I said earlier, I've been looking out at Loop 360. It looks like it's moving really well.
And stay tuned to the Talk 1370 radio app and website for the Austin area school closing.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the Sunday shows were, you know, on Sunday Morning Futures, Jim, with Maria Bartiromo, mm-hmm. the main topic was the tech tyranny was the censoring of Parler and other conservative sites.
Yep.
But if you go over to the mainstream media, no, they were all about how quick can we get rid of Donald
Impeachment.
Trump.
Unbelievable.
Where do you want to start? CNN?
Sure.
All right. Fake Jake Tapper had Majority Whip Jim Clyburn, Democrat of South Carolina.
Number three ranking in the House.
The
after
guy
Nancy
that essentially
Pelosi.
Got Biden the nomination.
Yep.
And this is, of course, the network that called protests all during the summer peaceful when they were burning down cities, burning out police cars, and even murdering people.
Occupying territory.
Part of Seattle. And Tapper asked Clyburn, this just drove me nuts when I heard this question. Tapper literally asked Clyburn about his workplace being invaded, cut nine.
Whip Clyburn, before we get into the news, I have to ask you on a personal level, your workplace was invaded by a hostile mob of domestic terrorists. Five people are dead, including an officer that I'm sure you recognized, maybe even knew. How are you doing and how is your staff?
Well, I'm doing very well. My security detail, the Capitol Police, that are assigned to me did a remarkable job. I never really felt any real personal danger. They got me out of there and got me to where I needed to go, needed to be. In fact, I arrived at the spot at the same time that Nancy Pelosi arrived there as well. And so I have nothing but good things to say about them. The shame is the fact that the leadership above them did not give them the right kind of directions, and therefore they were not able to be effectively do their jobs throughout.
I'm telling you, Lynn Woolley, this just makes my blood boil and gets under my skin and all those other adjectives that describe a physical emotion in a physical way. He's talking about his little area. And fake Jake Tapper asking, how do you quote-unquote feel? Where were all the concerns and the questions about how the people in Minneapolis, when square blocks, a half mile, was burnt down and
two people
destroyed.
Murdered in the occupation of downtown Seattle.
Where was the questions of how you feel when New York City was police were having acid-like content thrown on them, frozen water bottles having the effect of bricks, police cars turned over, the Miracle Mile in Chicago, their windows busted out. This idea that the Capitol Police actually did a good job and they're going to be held accountable. Where is it that police held accountable all the rioters? In fact, Portland let go 100 lawbreakers who were being held in the Summer of Love in the CHOP zone. In fact, police in New York City are told not to arrest people for absolute lawlessness and rioting and breaking and entering and destruction of property. And yet now it fits the narrative. It's nothing more than propaganda. Our poor little people on Capitol Hill, granted attacking the Capitol. And again, Donald Trump said, we're going to walk to the Capitol. He didn't say we're going to march on the Capitol. He didn't call for any violence. And now the National Democrats hide and watch. They are using this difference of opinion and this idea that some actions on the part of a group of people are attributable to the president. It's like Antifa and Black Lives Matter were never attributed to the Democrats. This is hypocrisy, not to mention just concerning political action in our nation's capital. And it's, again, just the world turned on its head. Where we've had a year or more of criminal activity with no repercussions, but yet it happens to somebody in politics, and oh, the world's coming to an end, and we're going to hold everybody accountable.
And Clyburn was then asked by fake Jake, will you introduce articles of impeachment on Monday, cut 10?
Well, I think they will be drawn up or finished on tomorrow. It may be Tuesday before we really get them to the floor. You see, because it's privileged, it can go directly to the floor, and it may not go through the regular, what we call regular order, through maybe the Judiciary Committee. So it may be Tuesday or Wednesday before an action is taken, but I think it will be taken this week.
ABC legal analyst Dan Abrams over on the Stephanopoulos show was asked what Trump did what he said that supposedly led to the riot cut 11.
Yeah, and it's not just the conduct that was leading up to the riot. When I say that, I mean not just the specific words that led to the riot, that, for example, might not be quite as relevant in a court, but certainly will be absolutely relevant in the context of impeachment.
I'm telling you, Lynn Woolley, this whole idea of impeachment is just bordering on lunacy. One thing the Democrats are failing to recognize is that Trump never called for violence. He said, we're going to walk up to the Capitol. And what they're doing here is making any rhetoric by any politician the basis for impeachment. The impeachment clauses are there for when a treasonous act is taken, a act of national security, a la Joe Biden and his son Hunter being compromised by China. That is a more legitimate impeachable act than this phraseology, and Donald Trump fighting to take America back is just beyond me.
Over on Face the Nation, Margaret Brennan asked Chris Krebs, the former director of the government's cybersecurity agency, how did the agencies miss explicit online conversations about storming the Capitol? Cut 12.
So, you know, I'm sure that the ensuing investigation will get to the bottom of what happened. I think to a certain extent, we may have had some negative learning from the summer's protests and riots. And maybe there was an overreaction in the wrong way that led to some of the breakdowns here. But again, there's an investigation. But to be clear, you know, we, at least when I was there, we certainly anticipated physical violence as the ultimate manifestation of the president and the campaigns and his attorneys and his supporters' claims that the election was rigged or stolen. And, you know, those claims continue. The latest dog whistle is election irregularities.
You want to talk about a dog whistle, Lynn Woolley? How about pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon? What
Absolutely.
Do we want? Dead cops. What do we want them now?
And last night on 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl with Nancy Pelosi, who's running the executive branch, cut 13.
Well, sadly, the person who's running the executive branch is a deranged, unhinged, dangerous president of the United States. And only a number of days until we can be protected from him. But he has done something so serious that there should be prosecution against him.
And Nancy walked Leslie through the damage done to her office, cut 14.
Check this out. We are inside her, Nancy Pelosi's office.
Across the hall, a group broke into the speaker's private office.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
You see what they did to the mirror there? The glass was all over the place. They took
they smashed
the computer and all that stuff. But laptop. And then the desk that they actually were at was right there, that they defamed in that way, but feet on the desk and all that.
That man was arrested on Friday, and the FBI is investigating whether any of the agitators, some seen in ballistic vests with zip ties, intended to kidnap or kill legislators or their staffers.
They were coming to find you, maybe to hurt you, I don't know.
The evidence is now that it was a well-planned, organized group with leadership and guidance and direction. And the direction was to go get people. They were vocally saying, where's the speaker? We know she has staff. They're here someplace. We're going to find them.
Again, Lynn, I got to say, all summer, all last year, the last 4 years, pigs in a blanket, fry them like bacon. What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them now? This is absolutely her calling the president deranged, unhinged, and dangerous is beyond me, and I think beyond most Americans. We got to take a break, folks, here on Talk 1370, The Right Choice. Coming back for the final segment of the Cardle and Woolley Show right here on Talk 1370.
Logically discussing the issues Austin cares about. Cardle and Woolley on Talk 1370. Join in 512-643-5483.
And it is lightning round time in the Silicon Hills on Cardle and Woolley, Talk 1370. Okay, Jim Cardle, tonight, I think it's 8 o'clock. I wish it were 7 o'clock, but I think it's 8 o'clock.
For your bedtime.
I know. I would like to watch at least a quarter. Alabama and Ohio State. I'm thinking Ohio State has got this one in the bag. What's your prediction?
Really? I'm going to disagree with you there. I got to go with Nick Saban and Alabama. It's going to be a great, great game. This is two juggernauts coming at each other. And at 7 o'clock Central Time here in lovely downtown Austin, Texas, you're picking Ohio State. I'm going to go with they're unbelievable, the offense and defensive line of Alabama.
All right, well, I'd put a Thundercloud sub on that if you're,
you got it.
You're up for it. All right, I got Ohio State and what, 21 points?
I don't know what the spread is. But I'll ask you this, Lynn Woolley, speaking of sports, the headline in yesterday's Austin American Stateswoman or Statesperson under the main headline about the legislature kicking off tomorrow, which we're going to be covering, is the headline, Eyes of Texas Still Divides the Campus. We got the basketball season coming on us, the volleyball season coming on us. The men's basketball team has decided to stand shoulder to shoulder and not sing. The girls' volleyball team is huddling together instead of celebrating with fans. What's your infinite wisdom on the Eyes of Texas?
I think they can all take a hike. Look, I bleed burnt orange. I'm UT all the way. I've gone to bowl games last year, not this last Alamo Bowl, but I went to the one before that. I always buy tickets, bring my grandchildren and my girlfriend, and we go sit in the stands and we watch the Longhorns play. The Eyes of Texas is a tradition that I deeply respect and is a big deal to me. So
as far as I'm concerned,
the basketball team can go pound sand. I will not watch them. I will never buy a ticket as long as they do this kind of thing. All right. We talked about this. A magnet manufacturer called Amazing Magnets has been attracted to Austin.
Okay.
And broke ground on its headquarters January 7th, actually in Round Rock. Here's the kicker on this. It's a California company. So is it, how many more California companies can Austin handle, Jim Cardle? And do you think they bring their left-wing politics with them?
Well, there's surely some of that going on. But I keep defaulting and remember Governor Abbott's statement that after he ran his race 2 years ago in 2018, the Abbott campaign did some analysis of how first-time voters in the state of Texas from out of state were voting, and I believe the number was 54% voted Republican and conservative. So the concern is there. The people are going to continue to be moving, but if you dig deep and are a Texas insider and believe Governor Greg Abbott, the voting patterns, and so, now that's statewide. At the more local level, they'll have a different impact. I got to ask you, Lynn Woolley, we've been talking about Parler and the Democrats' threats to our democracy. Here there's a story yesterday in the Un-American Statesperson talking about mob that ran riot is our hope and it's their fear. Leonard Pitts, the columnist here, is saying those responsible for security at the Capitol must answer before Congress for the failures and be relieved of their duty. What's going to happen to the Capitol Police and all this uproar about the poor little people in Congress having their lives upended, but yet when it happens to the average American or the small business, there didn't seem to be any attention.
Well, I think the main thing is going to be that the Democrats are going to go after everybody involved. They may find a few liberals have infiltrated that, and if they do, they will back down some. There will be extra security, and the Democrats will continue to be hypocrites comparing what happened here to what happened at the Hart Senate building during the Kavanaugh hearings and also all summer long in places like Seattle and Portland and Kenosha. All right. Former Wisconsin judge James Troupas has gone before the U.S. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. He says one reason that we have not seen any of this election fraud being taken up by any of the courts, he says the courts are deeply, deeply intimidated by the left and will not cross them.
Oh, that's interesting. Certainly we've seen historically that courts, judges, anybody related to the judiciary says that they don't want to get involved in elective politics. That's probably a good thing. But yet in this day and age, when the Democrats have executed over the last year and used the pandemic crisis as a good excuse to change voting laws, or not laws, that's the problem. They didn't let the legislatures change the laws, but they instituted in non-legal ways a whole revamping of election and absentee ballots. These judges, that's interesting for one of their own to be honest about it. Now we're going to have legislature. And I'll tell you, Lynn, that leads me to another question. Is Joe Biden, now that Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House, his party, I've got to believe, is going to be thinking that they have the right to run roughshod over anything and everything they want, whether it be climate change as a national security concern, whether it be free health care for all? Joe Biden has been there in Washington, D.C. for 47 years. Donald Trump was there for 4 years, but yet Donald Trump was the problem, and the solution is a guy who's been a member of the swamp. What
Donald Trump did more in his first week in office than Joe Biden did in 47 years, and what Joe Biden is going to do now is going to be detrimental to the company. All right, the Capitol breach raising security worries for the inauguration. They're asking for more money. The left-wing mayor of D.C. wants a buttload of money from the taxpayers to beef up the security for the inauguration. Do you think Antifa, Black Lives Matter, the Proud Boys, anybody going to show up at the inauguration and try to cause trouble?
Absolutely, all of the above. But if we go by past behavior and recent immediate past behavior, it's going to be the Antifa and the Black Lives Matter folks. And again, we got to remember, it's not Black Lives Matter membership. It's their leadership who wants communist rule in this country. It's on their own website. That's what is going to be moving to chaos and disruption. And Lynn Woolley, I got to ask you one final thing, because Nancy Pelosi's instituted rules in the House where man, woman, aunt, uncle, he, she are no longer valid words in the House of Representatives. What is Nancy Pelosi going to call her priest, since she can't call him father?
I think you misspoke there, Jim. You should have asked me, what is Nancy Pelosi going to call its priest? I don't know how to say this except to say it. I'm a guy. I think women are absolutely wonderful, and I think without two genders, males and females, I think life would be exceedingly boring, and Nancy Pelosi can try to get rid of genders, but that is denying
the world's turned on its head.
That'll put a plug in the jug for the Cardle and Woolley show today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please tell your friends, and if you're coming over from some other talk station in Austin, welcome to Talk 1370. Be logical, everybody, and remember, you're either an insider
or you're not. I'm Jim Cardle. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Folks, have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.